Fellas, it's your boy, Abdi, TFP, Half Court. First of all, before I want to get into anything, I want to say Eid Mubarak to all my Muslim brothers and sisters out there. Hope y'all have a great Eid, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all's Eid was a blessing, and I'm showering more blessings towards y'all. So, Eid Mubarak, blessings. But yeah, man, disappointing for a lot of people out there in Arizona, Phoenix, you feel me? To be exact, I'm a disappointed NBA fan myself, but I'm also a happy NBA fan. Yesterday, matter of fact, this entire series, we got to witness history, guys. If you don't know, if you've been in the loop for the past, almost 24 hours, the Milwaukee Bucks have won the 2021 NBA championship, right? So, the Suns didn't get that four games that they needed to get in order to win. Regardless of the year they had, regardless of the season that they had, regardless of the Cinderella year that they were going through, they didn't get that championship that they deserved, right? If that's what you want to say. Yes, they did deserve it. So did the Bucks. So did this guy right here, Greek Freak. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Man, last night was one for the record books, one for the history books. If you don't know anything about basketball, man, like, I'm telling y'all right now, there's been only two players to score 50 points. Two players to only score 50 points in a closeout finals game, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I think the second one's Bob Pettit. I might have to check that. I might have to fact check that. I'm not sure, but what we saw last night was history, and we saw this entire series was literally history. And as an NBA fan, you have to kind of sit there and take it all in, grasp it all in. You know, put the phones down, fellas, gentlemen, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Put the phones down. What Giannis was doing the entire playoffs was historical. I think he was averaging close to, 40 points per game? Double-double, almost 13 boards. Like, things that we haven't seen anyone in the NBA do. Anyone in the NBA do since, Shaq? Since Tim Duncan? Since Kobe? I mean, shoot, this is probably one of the best finals performances I've ever seen since LeBron James. In 2016, when he came back, when him and the Cavs came back 3-1. One of the best finals performances I've ever seen by anyone. And the kid is only 26 years old. But yo, like, big ups to Milwaukee, you know. Yes, I did want the Phoenix Suns to win. Yes, I did want to see Chris Paul get his ring. But hey, I'm happy either way. We got to see something special. Something that we're going to be telling our kids about, our grandkids, what everyone's going to be talking about for years to come. And you know what the crazy part about this whole thing is? Milwaukee's best player of all time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, literally said in the beginning of the season that he thought Milwaukee wasn't a championship team. They defeated all the odds, you know? Like, yes, look what they have done throughout the past couple years. This is the definition of actually trusting the process. If you think about it, you know, got rid of Brandon Jennings, who was at the game the other night, which is crazy because he don't play ball no more. And I think he looks like he can still play ball, but got rid of Brandon Jennings, drafted Giannis the same year, acquired my guy, Chris Middleton from Detroit. Yes, Chris Middleton played in Detroit, guys. Acquired him, had a terrible start. Giannis was a tiny 18-year-old skinny kid who had no idea, barely knew how to speak English. Chris Middleton, you know, in and out of the G League, you know, bouncing from the G League to the NBA. Then you fast forward to this year. They adjusted. Picked up Drew Holiday in the offseason, which was one of the sneakiest pickups the entire offseason. You know, picked up PJ Tucker, who's undoubtedly one of the best defenders in the entire league, you know. Then, you know, go on into the playoffs. Fight. They literally fought their way. They scrapped their way. The entire playoffs, you know. They were literally an inch away if you watch that Brooklyn series. Literally an inch away from getting bounced in the second round. Would have been a three if KD's foot hadn't been so long. Down 2-0 against the young Atlanta Hawks. Down 2-0. Everyone still bashed on them, said, hey, these guys ain't legit. They're not ready. They ain't going to make it. If they do, they're barely going to get a chance to get that title. Beat the Hawks. Here comes the finals, right? Down 2-0 again against the Phoenix Suns. Everyone's still... I was riding that too. I'm not going to front. Suns in four. Everyone believed it. Giannis turned it up, bruh. Giannis came out of nowhere and just turned it up. Put it on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you get these 40-point games, and you're like, oh, my guy. I'm literally watching these 40-point games, and I'm saying, yo, how many times am I going to be able to see this in the future? How many times am I going to be able to say, damn, I seen Giannis drop 40 points like it was nothing. And then to close out, wins four straight, four in a row, back to back to back to back, and say, yo, like, you know, like, there was this meme that's been going viral for the past week and a half, I want to say, with Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday smiling after they were down 0-2. You know, a lot of people were doubting them and questioning why they smile when they're down 0-2. You see it. Defeated the odds. Underdogs in the entire series. Underdogs throughout the playoffs. What did they do? Defeated the odds. So big ups to these guys. Regardless of the season that they had. You know, regardless of all the scrutiny this guy's been getting for not going to super teams, for not being on a super team, for not creating a super team, and sticking to the grind, you know, sticking to what matters the most is the people, the organization, the teammates. You don't want to let none of that down. Once you get there, what's the point of leaving, right? A lot of guys nowadays, cough, cough. LeBron James, you know, KD, Kyrie. In order to win a championship in today's age, you got to. That's the narrative. You got to be on a super team. Giannis just proved y'all, everyone wrong. Not just NBA fans. Everyone, no matter what sport you're in, MLB, NHL, NFL. You don't need no super team to win no championship. Yes, it would be ideal, you know, but like this is what we witnessed was amazing, historical, you know, record breaking for this cat right here, only 26 years old. Shoot, man, big ups to Giannis, big ups to Drew Holiday, big ups to Chris Middleton. Boy, oh boy, I'm not going to lie, man. I bashed on that guy the last couple of years. I was like, yo, like, this guy's only good because he's got Giannis. He proved me wrong this year. He proved me wrong. You know, he's to the point where I got to say top five in his position. Maybe even, I'm not going to say top three, but top five in the forward position. Chris Middleton's up there, and he's proved it. Drew Holiday had awful games in the final series, but he made up for those awful offensive games with the defensive plays. Game five, that D-Book, that steal he had on D-Book with like 20 seconds left, and then that alley-oop to the finals MVP right here. Sealed it. Game changer, you know? Picked up guys who, you know, like, would benefit. They literally built around Giannis the correct way. Let's just put it like that. They didn't need no KD. They didn't need no Kyrie. They didn't need no James Harden. You know, sorry, Brooklyn fans. Sorry. They didn't need no AD. They don't need no LeBron, no Dame. Sorry, Dame. I know you about to go to LA or you about to go out east to Philly. Either or, you know, we'll talk about that some other day. But we witnessed history, and I appreciate the Bucks for that. And I this kid right here, 26-year-old, former back-to-back MVP, now champion, finals MVP. He's only freaking 26 years of age, bruh. Like, the Milwaukee Bucks are the definition of trust in the process, and not gonna discredit what Phoenix did this year at all. There's people out there saying, oh, there's injuries. If this injury didn't happen, this would have happened. If that injury didn't happen, that would have happened. Like, no, bro. It's the NBA. It's sports. Injuries are a part of the game. If you can't take care of your body, bro, then take a break. Load management. That's why they got load management, right? So it's like, yo, bro, like, stop blaming injuries for the Phoenix Suns' success this year. They were the... They were one of the best teams in the league for a reason. They showed up this playoff series. Now, you ask yourself, what are you going to do if you're Chris Paul? You're going to leave? You're going to stick around? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do as a Chris Paul? If you're a family member of Chris Paul, you got to think outside the box here. He's at the age where it's like, "Oh, I need to win one. Am I going to win it in Phoenix, or should I move along and go elsewhere?" There's been rumors about LA. There's been rumors about teams out east. If I'm Chris Paul, I'm going... All right, let's just say this. If I'm Chris Paul, I'm going to the best place for me to win a championship. And no, his legacy is not tarnished. Yes, it's a little stained right now, because he made it that far multiple times and finally got to the championship, and you were a no-show a couple games. Not only him, DeAndre Ayton being a no-show a couple games. Not only him, Devin Booker needs to take accountability as well. Bruh, you in a finals game, you holding the ball for 20 out of the 24-second shot clock is not ideal. It does not win you basketball games. It does not do that. You know, like, yes, I get it. You're Devin Booker. You scored 70 points once. Yes, you're a bucket. Yes, you do this on a daily basis. But, bruh, there's points in the season, in the playoffs, where you need to put trust on your teammates. And there were situations like Game 5 where that triple team, double team, whatever the heck you want to call it, came crashing down on him, and there was opportunities where he would have been able to kick out. But you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that Mamba mentality kind of kicked into him, you know? Where it's like, yo, I'm not going to pass the ball right now. Yes, he was on fire. Yes, he was having a great game. But moments like that are the reason why Phoenix ended up with a loss in the finals. Now, here's the question, though. Will Phoenix make it back to the finals next year? I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. It's gonna be difficult. I'm gonna say nah, just cause there's been some great teams out there who's been getting a lot of rest. Well needed rest. You know? So Phoenix making it back to the finals. And then you got that Chris Paul situation we just talked about earlier. So I don't know, man. If D-Book and DeAndre do what they do best, I trust the coach, man. I trust Coach Monty. You know, I don't think if there's a healthy group of guys out in the West, you're not going to get to the point where you're at right now, realistically speaking, right? Like, yes, I was kind of bashing that earlier, but realistically speaking, if LeBron, AD, if, I don't know, I think the Suns could have easily beat the Clippers with or without Kawhi. So they did it, and I think they can do it again. But the only team I think that they really need to worry about next year is the Lakers. But, man, we'll see, especially with Dame's situation. We'll see. But big ups to Milwaukee, man. Big ups to Milwaukee. Yo, let me tell y'all something real quick. Giannis ain't leaving. Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee for good. he's Milwaukee everything at this point. So there's a viral video earlier. I'm not gonna show it right now, but there was a viral video that went out of him at Chick-fil-A. That's the type of guy he is. He wins a championship, goes out, celebrates with the family. He's supposed to go out to Vegas. He's supposed to go out to Vegas the other night. He said, nah, I'm not gonna go to Vegas. I'd rather stay here with the fam. You know, celebrate with the fam accordingly, like any other player should have done. You know, didn't even get no sleep. What? Gets up, goes to Chick-fil-A in the morning at 10 o'clock, and literally gets mobbed out there by a bunch of Bucks fans. This is the type of guy he is, bro. Like, this is going to be the face of the NBA. You know, like, LeBron, shout out to you. You had your run. KD, sorry, man. Depends on your health, but Giannis is the face of the NBA right now. Maybe Luka in the future, but right now, this is your league, young fella. This is your league, and I appreciate everything that you've done for this league. I appreciate the hard work, bro. Like, as a basketball fan and a basketball, even the players could attest to this. This guy is the epitome of hard work. You look at the pictures from the past to now. People say, yo, why is this guy picked at 14? Look, like, no jump shot, no left hand, can't even go left. Two-time MVP, champion, Bill Russell Finals MVP. He still got time. He still got time. He ain't even crack his prime yet. That's the crazy part. Yeah, man, shout out to Milwaukee. Big ups to my guy. Hey. Your boy Abdi, Technical File Podcast, Half Court Entertainment. Y'all hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube, bruh. Like, you know, comment, the usual. Peace.